In the meantime, we have Jim Siegfried here this morning. A lot of you probably know Jim, as he was a former Board of Works member or current?
Yes, yeah, former Board of Works member, and also represented the city in the reevaluation or reconstruction of Real Old Stoney.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. Well, a lot of people probably know Jim, and we had Jim in this morning to talk a little about some Michigan town history. And his wife, Barb, who was a teacher for years at, I guess, Clinton Central, is that mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So you wanted to come in this morning, and I've been here for 5 years, but I always learn something new about Clinton County about every week. I'm a big history fan, and I didn't know that they had remodeled what used to be the Michigan Town high school or mm-hmm. at one time, a building out there, and there's a portion of that set aside for your wife, and they have put a little memorial out there and some things. So could you tell us about that, and then we can get into a little more about what it's about and who helped you out?
Yeah, sure. The Clinton Central started out with merging five schools out in the eastern half of the county, and one of them was Michigan Town, and it was basically kindergarten through high school originally, as were all the five schools. And when they had Clinton Central, most of the other schools were torn down, and the gymnasium is still there at Michigan Town, and the Michigan Town Lions Club, and I think at the urging of Denny Shoup, who is a former student and a school board member, decided to make it a community center and also a museum. So they have a museum there of all of the five schools that went into Clinton Central. And I know that Rita Williams was there earlier this week and yeah. about talking about her book, and
had fun with her.
Yeah, she's a Central grad, mm-hmm. so one of my wife's former students. Mm-hmm. My wife, Barb, taught for 44 years at Clinton mm-hmm. Central.
Wow.
She was pep club and cheerleader sponsor for 24 years. And she really enjoyed it. She had not been a cheerleader coach before or involved with cheerleading, but she knew sports and loved athletics. And so it worked out well. And in fact, about the fourth or fifth year she was there, she took her team to the state fair, and they won the state fair competition. And one of her ladies, young girls, was a cheerleader of the year for the state fair.
Oh, wow.
So that, but she, I really wanted to come here to thank whoever it was. Mm-hmm. That, I got a call 3 months ago from Sam Fields. Ask if I had any pictures or any memorabilia of Barb's that they could have. They were going to set up a room to honor her. Mm-hmm. And it took me to a total surprise. Mm-hmm. And so my daughters and I got together with things and took several things out and walked in. And they have a room over the door, Mrs. Siegfried's room.
Oh, wow.
And it's set up with the boards with a lot of pictures and that sort of thing on it. And memorabilia. Then one of the things that we did was take six groups of students to Mexico. And so we have a scrapbook picture album of all of those trips that people can come in and look through, and kids can remember what going to that trip. So she also kept a scrapbook for the 24 years. And it's about 6 or 8 inches thick, and it's out there. So people can go through newspaper clippings, pictures, and so forth of all the activities at Clinton Central for at least the first 24 years when she was heavily involved with that part of it.
Wouldn't that be something to see, to flip through the years? And people enjoy that.
Yeah, and they have a table set up and 3 or 4 chairs in the room so that people can go in and actually sit down and look at the things. Yeah. And I think the thing that I have no idea who's recommended her or who made the decision to do this. I don't know any about it. All I've been dealing with was Sam and Carolyn Fields. And Sam was a principal at Michigan Town when it was still an individual school, and then mm-hmm. Over at the elementary school at Clinton Central, he was the principal there. And so they've been involved with their family has been involved with Clinton Central for years. But I think the things that she did was her love of students, and she would be out in the halls, and they had junior high kids kept running through the halls, and she would stand out between classes and put her arm out to slow them down, that kind of thing. And
right.
they come in as a freshman, and she would have them as freshman English, and they were scared to death of her. and they
they'd heard about
her. Yeah,
huh?
she earned their respect real quick because they behaved and so forth. And but as it turned out, and I think I would say all of the students really gained a lot. Have a lot of stories of individuals we will run into. People, well, yes, I remember Mrs. Siegfried. And so there's a lot of things that she was doing. She started the Future Teachers Organization at Central and the Spanish Club. To show the respect and love for her, I think, when she got ready to retire, I got a phone call, and they asked her, what would we do? We'd like to give her something to thank her. This is one of her former students. And I say, she doesn't need anything. And we're, you know, downsizing. We're retirement. We don't want more stuff.
Right.
And so we talked about it, and I talked to my daughters, and one of them said, well, why about a scholarship? So I called the lady back, and I said, what would you think about getting a scholarship? And she thought that was a great idea. So they worked together. Without Barb knowing it, she touched, as best we can figure, around 4,000 students in her career.
Wow.
And so we got a hold of somebody in each of the classes that graduated from Clinton Central, explained what we were going to do, and if they'd like to make a contribution to that fund. At her retirement party, the fellow from the Community Foundation was there, and Barb had no idea who he was, didn't know why he was there. And in fact, somebody said, well, I think he's the date of one of the teachers. So after they got through with the dinner and the principal spoke and the superintendent spoke and recognized the various teachers and staff that were retiring that year, Barb was the last one. And so the principal and the superintendent did their normal thing about what thanking her and so forth and said, there's a gentleman here that would like to have a few words. And introduced him. It was the executive director of the Clinton County Community Foundation. And he got up and he reached behind a curtain and pulled out a huge check and for the Barb Siegfried Scholarship Fund.
Wow.
And it was $25,000, a little over $25,000.
Wow.
And so that's how they honored her. We've kept it going. Every year we've given a $1,000 scholarship to a student out of the foundation money. The value now is around $70,000.
Oh, my gosh.
We get contributions every year from former students, former teachers that taught with her, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a snowball effect once you get people in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we give $1,000 now, and we started 2 years ago. We had enough money, we were able to give a second year. So if someone, a young man or woman, has a scholarship as a freshman, then they can get a second year. They can apply for a second $1,000 for the sophomore year. And my hope, and probably not in my lifetime, but I hope that someday we could get maybe a four-year scholarship out of it. It's something that I think is important. The qualifications, a student has to be a Clinton Central graduate, have 3 years of foreign language, preferably Spanish, because that was what she taught, and have a member of the National Honor Society, and go to Purdue University. And so those of who know the Siegfried family, they would know that that's a prerequisite for about anything.
Okay.
Barb and I were both heavily involved at Purdue. We met there. She's originally from Ohio. And I think people recognized her. Her high school gave her an award as an outstanding citizen of the community graduate for the school. Probably 20 years ago or so, recognizing her. And she received several honors. She was a finalist for the Channel 13 Star, the Teacher Star Award. She was a finalist for that 1 year. And she was recognized by the General Assembly as an outstanding teacher 1 year. Purdue School of Education recognized her as an outstanding teacher, educator. So she has a lot of activities that And she wasn't doing it for any of these. They all came as a surprise to her that she was really just loved the kids. And when she was even after she was not involved in cheerleading and coaching, we went to all of the ball games, football, basketball games, track meets, home and away. And in fact, I was just talking to one of the former students. He remembered that her going to a music district music contest in the morning and a wrestling sectional in the afternoon. And that was the kind of day we, one year we were at, I think it was Marion for an event, and then went down to Indianapolis.
Oh, wow.
And so we lived and breathed our family Clinton Central.
What year did she retire?
She retired about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And fortunately, she passed away 5 years ago. But anytime, every year, we have a selection committee, and it's made up of the staff, the counselor, the school. But we have one member of our family is on the selection committee for each year. Barb did it for herself, and she made the presentation every year to the scholarship winner. And after her death, and my daughters and I have done the presentation, and I sit on the committee for the selection committee. But it's one of those things that really brings a lot of meaning. She taught for 44 years. She had three generations of students.
That's one of the questions I had for you this morning. Yeah. It must have been satisfying for her to see someone come through, and then, you know, 12 years later, mm-hmm. here comes a kid.
Right.
And yes. Then 12 years later, here comes a grandkid.
Yeah, you know? Exactly right. The first time she made a comment one year that she had second generation, but she hadn't hit any yet. And a young man back in the back of the room, a big fellow, raised his hand, and he said, "Mrs. Siegfried, you had my grandmother."
Yeah.
It was a different name, and so Barbara didn't recognize the role. But it was a shock for her in a lot of ways to coming here. She was graduated from Parma High School in Cleveland, Ohio, big city girl, coming to Purdue, and then moving to Frankfort. And she remembered driving through Frankfort when she was coming to Purdue, and she said, "Who would ever want to stay in land like this, in a flat land and all?" Right. She became a part of it, and she never was interested. We thought about moving to closer to Indianapolis, where my job was, and we thought it just didn't make any sense. We love Frankfort. I'm originally from Frankfort, and she got acquainted with people, and she wanted to be close to the school, where she could go back out in the afternoon or evening, weekends if she needed to, on to be things, and then also the activities. One of the stories, just a quick one, we always tried to meet the players after ball games at a locker room and congratulate them or encourage them. And there was one year that a young man, one of the stars of the team, had a real bad game, and they lost the game. And we were staying there, and typically my daughters were there, and they were anxious to go home, and we were sitting there waiting for them. And finally, this one man, everybody is out except this one boy. And she opened the door and hollered and said, and called him by name, said, "Get out of here. We're not going to stay until you get here. We can stay as long as you can." But he
didn't want to face Mrs. Siegfried.
Exactly right. He was afraid. He made that comment to one of my daughters a while back that told her the story about it. He said, "I knew she wasn't going to be critical of me, right. But I just didn't feel like I played to the potential that I have and that she knew I had."
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of good memories. Like I say, the 6 trips to Mexico, we still have people. I have former students will stop in and see me and how you're doing and call me, that kind of thing. So it's been a fun trip for all of us.
Well, that's pretty awesome. This has just been established, that room, in the past couple months, you said?
Yeah, this was about 3 months ago when they asked me for any information, and I'm still gathering.
That's probably a developing project forever.
Yes, I think so. The room is set up, and they've got, if you're out there, they have just solid pictures on the wall of various student groups, the cheerleaders when she was cheerleader sponsor, all the activities. And she was Walmart Teacher of the Year. They have the vest out there that she received as a Walmart Teacher of the Year. And they also have the check that was given. We kept, when I moved into a smaller house, we had the check in the basement, and the girl said, "Do you want to just throw that?" "Let's keep it a while, and we'll just put it in storage," not realizing anything like this would come up. So that was one of the things I asked her if they wanted it, and they said, "Oh, yes, definitely." And one of the things we are doing also is there's a list of the scholarship winners, and we'll update that every year with the names of the new, so that there'll be a record of that, who they are and who over what year they received a scholarship. And I think that's something good for parents or children to come in later, your grandchildren.
Sure thing,
there's mom or dad's name that they received a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an information sheet about the scholarship, what's involved with it.
I need to get out there and take a few pictures. We may need to take the TV station out there, too. Jim, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Maybe we can have you back in here this summer and get a little update and see what mm-hmm. what all's developed on that. Yeah, I think Bill's got a question for you.
Really quick before you go, is there a way, or you could let us know, a way to we can donate to the scholarship fund?
Sure.
How can we do that?
Yeah, just there could be the Clinton County Community Foundation Barb Siegfried Scholarship Fund.
Okay, and it's open for donations even from people that graduated from Prairie or Indiana University, correct?
Yeah, we have to say yes. Yeah, we obviously get grant. Barb and I were both heavily involved with Purdue, and I was on the board of directors and had the honor, really, of being the president of the International Alumni Association for 2 years. And Barb was also served on the board of directors at one point with the Alumni Association. And we our next door neighbors was Les Burgum, and he and his wife were both IU grads, so mm-hmm. we had that. But I kid Les. I said, at least one of your sons got smart and went to Purdue. So. But
it's all friendly.
Yeah, I have good friends all over the country, really, from all the schools, and it's a good time. But IU is a good school, and Prairie is a good school. Prairie has a good athletic background. It's been a rivalry between Central mm-hmm. and Prairie for years.
There's only one problem with Prairie.
Okay.
It's not in Michigan Town, is it?
Yeah.
You're making friends this morning, Bill.
Oh, no. Well, right here.
And losing some friends.
That's
right. Prairie.
That's
right.
Okay.
Yeah. We thought about moving to Clinton Central at one point. In fact, I looked at two or three houses out there and just never found one we really liked it. I think otherwise we would have probably moved out there. Mm-hmm. But I think it was better to stay in Frankfort. And the girls, one of them particularly, was very interested. She wanted to transfer to Central and knew the kids out there and all. And both the kids were there all the time. They, when they were big enough, before they were even in school, Barb would bring a desk into the gymnasium and they would sit in the corner and do their drawing pictures and that sort of thing. And they still have a lot of memories of mom there. And one of the things with basketball particularly, if there was bad calls, she would step out close to the floor, take off her glasses, and hand them to the official.
And, oh, my. Well, then.
And being a small school, and we had a lot of officials came back year after year. And one of the fellows came up to her several years later and said, I'm officiating tonight. Do you have your glasses ready? And but it was, Michigan Town and Kirkland and Forest, all the schools that went together. And that was a great thing about Clinton Central. Barb was the only rookie teacher hired when they opened the new school.
Oh, yeah.
And they ended up winning the sectional, basketball sectional that year.
The first year.
And they ended up with the five starters. Four of them were from four different schools.
Oh, gosh.
And so that really bound things together.
Sure.
Made it much easier for all the kids. They suddenly, our team won. Our team is Clinton Central.
Right.
And so that was a big thing. It was fun to follow them and see in Lafayette playing against Rick Mount and seeing the things there and the young men going to state in wrestling and that kind of thing. So it's just a fun thing.
Pretty exciting and a lot of memories.
Yes, it is, definitely.
Well, hopefully we can have you back maybe this summer, Jim.
Anytime.
Pleasure to see you this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right.
I just wanted to say thank you to all the people out there that made this possible.